Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. The most liturgically intense week of the year in the Orthodox calendar begins on Palm Sunday and culminates in the Feast of Pascha, the glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the space of a half an hour program, we cannot even begin to plumb the musical riches of this period. The most we can do is hit some of the high points of the various services. We begin with a joyful troparion, or theme song, of Palm Sunday. By raising Lazarus from the dead before thy passion, thou didst confirm the universal resurrection, O Christ God. The Ural Choir is directed by Vladislav Novik. The joy of Palm Sunday quickly gives way to the somberness of Holy Week, which begins with a service known as Bridegroom Matins, celebrated in many churches on Sunday evening. The crowds that welcomed Jesus as King quickly disperse and forget how they honored him, but the Church admonishes the faithful to stand fast and be watchful. Behold, Christ the Bridegroom comes at midnight, and blessed is the servant whom he shall find watching. We hear this hymn in a setting by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, performed by the Blagovist Ensemble of Moscow under Galina Koltsova. The great fast of 40 days has ended, and yet it is not through anything we have accomplished during that time that we are saved. This central tenet of the Orthodox faith is most eloquently expressed in the hymn we are about to hear, the Exapostolarian, or Hymn of Light, of Bridegroom Matins. I see thy bridal chamber all adorned, O my Savior, and I have no wedding garment that I may enter there. Make the robe of my soul to shine, O Giver of Light, and save me. We hear a key of enchant melody arranged by the British Orthodox composer Ivan Moody from his magnificent work entitled Passion and Resurrection. The Capella Amsterdam is under the direction of Daniel Royce. On Holy Thursday, the Church celebrates the institution of the Eucharist. The key message of the day is expressed in the hymn of Thy Mystical Supper, which is sung several times throughout the service. Once again, the Ural Choir performs the well-known setting by Alexis Lvov.
Thank you.
One of the most exalted texts of Holy Thursday, indeed of the entire liturgical year, is the Irmos of the Ninth Ode for that day. We hear this hymn sung by the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's in the Loop under the direction of J. Michael Thompson. The Matins of Great and Holy Friday is also known as the service of the 12 Gospels, when 12 passages relating the arrest, trial, and crucifixion of Jesus are read. Amidst the nearly 3 hours of chanting and singing, one hymn has traditionally stood out, the Exapostolarian, The Wise Thief. The text speaks of the thief on Jesus' right hand, who, recognizing Jesus' divinity, appealed, "Remember me, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom," and immediately received the assurance of salvation. We hear three settings of the hymn, a women's trio by Alexei Turinkov, a men's trio by the Reverend Mikhail Lisitsyn, and a mixed choir setting by Staritsky. The singers are the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's.
Oh.
At 3 o'clock on Holy Friday, at the hour when, according to the Gospel, Jesus died on the cross, the Church gathers to mark that somber event. As a solemn procession bearing the shroud with the image of Jesus' body emerges from the altar area, a hymn is sung honoring the noble Joseph, who took Jesus' body down from the cross, wrapped it in fine linen, and placed it in a new tomb. The traditional Bulgarian chant melody is sung here by the choir of the Moscow Patriarchate Publishing House under the direction of Father Ambrosi.
Amen.
Shortly before midnight on Saturday, the church gathers to sing for the last time the Canon of Holy Saturday, in which the passage of Israel from slavery to freedom is related to Christ's own Passover and ours from death to life, making possible our salvation and eternal life. Of old thou didst bury the tyrant Pharaoh beneath the waves of the sea. Now the children of those who were saved bury thee beneath the earth. But like the Hebrew maidens, let us sing to the Lord. Gloriously has he been glorified. The Moscow Patriarchate Choir is directed by Father Ambrosi. You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 9. This is Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.